We are living in a world of helpless and hopeless people. We are living in a world where society has given up on certain people. They say that they are unsavable. Are there people that are unsavable? Should we ever give up on people? We'll answer those questions today as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life, sent down from the Lord.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring you a series of messages out of the book of Mark. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a look in the book.
pray. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for all the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Thank you, dear God, for our last night's sleep and our early morning rise. And thank you for a portion of health and strength. Now, Lord, as we come to teach your word, we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. For you are strength and you are redeemer. Besides you, there is no other. Speak to our hearts this morning in a mighty way. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we do pray. Amen. Come on and put your hands together. And praise the Lord. Because our God, he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. I always look forward to third Sundays to hear these wonderful men of God. Amen. Amen. These are some good men of God. Amen. Can I take a moment and brag a little bit? Amen. That's the blessing of having a small church like this. You get chance to know who coming through the front door. Amen. And it's just a blessing to know that not only you got some men that can sing about the Lord, but you got some men that's living for the Lord. They living. These brothers here, they love the Lord. They love the Lord. And so that's just a blessing. And listen, let me tell you something. Whenever you see a man that's doing something for the Lord, encourage him. Particularly, a man that's trying to serve God in the church, you encourage him. Keep him encouraged, because there's so much that's pulling on our men to keep them from coming to church today. Yeah, so thank God. Thank God for these men are like the Marines here. It's a few, the proud. Amen. Soldiers for the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Well, I can feel the presence of God, but I can also sense the presence of evil because of the message that is going to be preached today. Because the message that I'm going to preach is the same message you had for Sunday school. But we're going to go a little bit deeper in the book. Amen. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I didn't design it like this. I preached out of chapter 4 last week, so 5 just came up. Amen. I wasn't trying to do this. Amen. That's just how the Lord fixed this thing. Mark chapter 5, beginning with verse number 1, and I'm going to read the whole story. It says, beginning with verse 1, and they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind them, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I adjourn thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them out away of the country. Now there were nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils, look at them devils, y'all, all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil. And also concerning the swines, and they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, "Go home to thy friend. Tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and has had compassion on thee." And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men marveled. I want to talk on the subject. Saving people are saving pigs. Saving people are saving pigs. High five somebody and tell them, "Pastor, going to talk about saving people." Are saving pigs. Saving people. I'll give you a moment to sit down, find a good seat. Saving people are saving pigs. Let's pray again. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you promise that you'll be with us. as we go out to preach and to teach your word. You said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. You said, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's what we want to do this morning, Lord. But we don't want to baptize with water. We want to baptize them, Lord, in your word. Sink us deep this morning into your word. And Lord, we already are calling for backup. Because you said, dear God, that you will be with us always, even to the end of the age. So before we start the message, I'm already calling you, Lord. I'm letting you know I need you right now. I need some backup. For Lord, whenever you talk about the enemy always show up. So we need you right now. We plead your blood over our bodies, our soul, our spirit this morning. Have your way. Loose your spirit. Bind every spirit that is not of thee. And we'll praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Saving people are saving pigs. Demon-possessed people needs to be saved. Demon-possessed crazy people need to be saved. Demons will drive you crazy. I'll never forget the first movie that I went to see. It was the movie The Exorcist. I was not even 16 years old. But when my brother-in-law, Lit George, your daddy, when he asked me, Timmy, you want to go to the movie? I said, oh, yes, I want to go. If I would have known what I was getting myself into, I would have ran the other way. That was the scariest thing I had ever saw in my life, to see this lit girl. Let me say this again, to see this lit girl. Somebody around about my age, or even maybe a little bit younger than me at that time, demon-possessed. How many of you know that the devil can get in children? That was the scariest thing I saw. And then to see that priest perform that exorcism, oh, that was a scary thing. And for that, let me know, after I saw that movie, how the devil can drive you crazy. Did you hear what I said? The devil can drive you crazy. As a matter of fact, when I look at this story here, I was wondering, why in the world did Jesus allow his disciples, or really bring his disciples, to the other side of this lake, knowing that there was a demon-possessed man waiting on them? I mean, Jesus is God in the flesh. He knows everything. Why come Jesus didn't say, listen, fellas, y'all going back home because I got some other business I got to take care of? Why he just didn't chill them from this kind of scary situation? Even when they got on the other side and they got out of the boat, and that demon-possessed man and come running to him naked and screaming and hollering, why come he didn't say, hey, boys, get in the boat and go on back on over to the other side? You don't want to see this thing here. Why did Jesus allow them? Why did he bring them to see this demon-possessed man. It's because God don't shield us from reality. This is reality. And he knows that one day he was getting ready to leave this place. And they was going to have to know how to deal with demon-possessed people. Listen, listen. As a matter of fact, I was wondering why in the world did God put this story that happened over 2,000 years ago, why did he put this in the Bible for us to read today? Because we who are his disciples today need to know how to deal with demon-possessed people. Listen, listen, listen. The world is not getting any better. The average person that you meet ain't got no Holy Ghost, but they got the hellish ghost in them. They got the devil in them today. And we can't duck and dodge demon-possessed people. We got to learn how to deal with some demon-possessed people. You just can't run off the job just because somebody on the job got some devils in them. You got to know how to deal with the person that got the devil in them. Listen, you can't even just leave your house just because somebody in your house is full of the devil. You got to learn how to deal with that person who got some devils in them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at this man. Look at these characteristics. How do you know a person got some demons in them? Look at some characteristics here of this demon-possessed man. The Bible says in verse number 3, who had his dwelling among the tombs. Notice, demon-possessed people are comfortable around death. They are comfortable around dead stuff. They are comfortable living in the graveyard. Demon-possessed people are powerful people. They got supernatural strength. The Bible says in verse 4, because that he had been often bound with feathers and chained. In other words, he had shackles and chains. And the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the feathers, them shackles, was broken in pieces. That's supernatural strength when you see people can break handcuffs and leg locks and stuff like that. That's supernatural strength, ladies and gentlemen. And the Bible says, neither could any man, notice this word, tame him. Because demon-possessed people no longer act like
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.